Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Conscious Channel, a speaker and author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their old habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of the people that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there that I have gained over the years, and I posted it there because it might just be what you are looking for. It's interesting how we always find what we're looking for. That's one of the ways that our teams, our guides and angels work with us to help us to become who it is we have decided to become. That's one thing about life that we don't actually get told. You know, we get told that life is difficult, that we have to be a certain way, that things are not going to work out, that we always have to wait for divine timing, and we have all these other things that we get told. But what we don't get told is that life is what we make it, that we have a team that works with us. And this team is not in the physical, so you can't actually see them. Well, it depends on what your gifts are. But they are always helping you to create what it is you desire and what it is you believe you can create. And this means that if you really, 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 really want something, but you actually believe that you can't have it, then you created a situation where you can't have what you want. And that's the reason why we don't always get what we ask for. It's not that God has decided we don't deserve it or we're not good enough or anything like that. It's that we have beliefs. And our team respects our beliefs, even when they don't make any sense at all. And so they provide us based on what it is we believe. So if you were raised in a family where you were taught that you were insignificant, that you were nothing, that you should just sit and be quiet and let everybody else take care of everything, then when you grow up and you go out in the world and you decide, okay, I can do this, and you haven't done anything to release those old beliefs that say you are insignificant, you have no value, then you will find it very hard for you to actually achieve because you have beliefs that say it's not possible for you. And that's one of the things that we need to understand about ourselves. We often have different beliefs concerning ourselves than we do for the rest of the world. We may look at other people and think, oh my gosh, they can do anything. And when we look at ourselves, we say, I can't do anything. So you see, it's a different set of beliefs that you may have for you. And what you believe about you is true for you. It's not true in the rest of the world, but it's true when it comes to you. Your team is working with you to help you create, to help you achieve your goals, your intentions, your dreams, your desires. But if you have beliefs that are in the way, that are keeping you from accepting yourself, they can't go around that because that would be taking away your free will. And I know that you may think about this and think, oh my gosh, they should know that I don't really want that. But they have the utmost respect for you. And they trust that you know what it is you're thinking. You know what it is you believe. And so it's important that you actually become aware of your own beliefs. Become aware of your own thoughts. Become aware of what you are experiencing in every moment. Because that is what is creating what is going on in your life. Each of us really does create everything that we experience. It's not some situation that's out there in the universe saying, okay, well, today we're going to do this, this, and this to this person. It's not like that. It's what we believe. It's what programming is running in our subconscious minds, in our energy fields. This is what is creating what we experience. And when we have beliefs that something is impossible, then we are experiencing that something is impossible because that is our belief. We are so much more powerful than we've ever been taught. And we don't know how to accept that power. And I say that because I find that's true for me as well as for the people that I work with. There are times when I know what it is I really want, and I find myself not doing anything to take me towards it. And then I start looking at my beliefs, and I have some of those beliefs still that say that I don't deserve, that I'm small and insignificant, things like that. So when we let go of those beliefs and we start accepting that we do deserve, that things are possible for us, then we start opening up to the opportunities that are there. God does not put limitations on us. We put limitations on ourselves. So I have a question from the chat room from Little Fairy. And hi, Little Fairy. Okay. Hi, Barbara. We would be very grateful for a message about my job search. I am trusting the right job is coming, thanks. And I'm hearing, Little Fairy, that the right job is here. It's not something that you have to wait, you know, days, weeks, months, whatever, for it to show up. It's here now. Everything is here now. Now, let's see what they want to say about that since they said it's here now. Okay, so they want us to do a little bit of clearing work, if you are okay with that. And I'm not sure exactly where they're going to take us with this, but we will just go along and see where it leads us. So So for those of you who don't know, the clearing work that I generally do is divine infinity healing. And it's a method that I was guided to when I kept asking for a way to let go of those old beliefs, those old thoughts, and to quickly make changes in my life. And they guided me to infinity healing, which has turned out to be an absolutely wonderful way of letting go. And I really enjoy it. And one of the things I really like about it is that it happens quickly. Okay, so I will ask you the question, and then at the end of it, I will say if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and then I tell you to breathe. And this works on anyone who is willing to accept it. I am doing this for Little Fairy, but if you are also experiencing a similar situation and you say yes, then you will also have the issues cleared from your life. Because God loves you and God wants you to have whatever it is that you desire. Remember, you have that free will. And so there are no limitations put on this feeling. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of the need to have things be a certain way. Letting go of any fears of having things be a certain way. Letting go of anything that says you can't. That you can't have that perfect job. That you can't have that wonderful relationship. That you can't be happy. That you can't be loved. That you can't. This is about letting go of any and every belief that limits you, that limits what you allow in your life, that limits what you feel, what you know, who you are. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you, throughout all of your energy, throughout your mind, your subconscious, finding those beliefs in you that hold you back. The beliefs in your own smallness, which is not true. And so that is being released. And you are being filled with the knowing and the power that is within you. The power that has always been within you. Because the Creator is within you. And there is no being more powerful than the one who creates everything. And that energy is within you. So you are powerful. You are truly powerful. And just breathe in that power right now. And allow it, give it permission to move throughout every cell within your being. To move throughout your aura, your energy field, your brain, wherever it needs to go. Allow yourself to be filled with this power. Because this is the truth of who you are. And as you open more and more to this power, you are opening more and more to your own life. And if you are willing to accept these changes in your life, say yes. And your heart is definitely saying yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, okay, little fairy. I can feel things moving, especially it feels like in the front of your head. Around your third eye and a little above. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. I can just feel movement there. I don't know if that's the old beliefs being released or the new beliefs coming in. Just allow yourself to experience whatever it is that is for your highest good. Because when you make it about your highest good, then you actually give yourself the freedom to experience unexpected things as well. So as long as you make it just about what's for your highest good, then you are removing the limitations that you would put if you were specifying exactly what it is you were going to allow yourself to feel. Sometimes it helps to just be general and to just say, whatever is for my highest good. Okay, that feels much better. So let me know how that is. And while you're listening to all this because of the delay, then we will go ahead and bring in our beautiful, amazing, wonderful, magical DC love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. I just got my little grandson, Jackson, down for a nap, so it's just awesome timing.
Well, Mother Carey had asked a question about her job search, and so we were doing the clearing for whatever it was that guidance said needed to be cleared. So tell everybody about you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, but every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and believe it or not, we've been together ever since. But there is really a divine connection that I have with Joan. It took me a while to really realize that. And Joan has left the door open, and others have walked through that space. And it's given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has also given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to as well. It is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and I hope you're having a great day from DC Love or the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. It's all good.
You know, when you were talking about Joan,
I have a
Rivers,
couple of messages, I think, for Little Fairy in regard to her question, Barbara.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
Okay. So, Little Fairy, what I'm getting, are you watching for signs? Because I'm getting heaven is truly sending you these signs. And they're coming and they're coming and they're coming, but I don't know if you're just, you know, aware of all the signs that you're receiving. Okay. Mother Mary is asking that you really pay closer attention. It could come in the form of a song that you hear on the radio, something that you read, a billboard that you pass while driving, or even if you're out and there's a conversation that you overhear, you know, from others. The possibilities are unlimited. So the signs, even, they tend to repeat themselves until you really, you know, take notice of them and then take action, okay? So you can receive signs at any time, okay? And pray for clarification if you do not understand the sign, and Mother Mary and the angels will make sure that they clearly communicate their love to you, and the signs will be clear as well. But I am getting you have to have a little bit more patience, and please, trust in divine timing, because as we know, Little Fairy, God's timing is perfect, okay? And just know that, you know, your prayers have been heard, they've been answered, but what I'm getting that there are other people involved, and their free will is also involved. So heaven, you know, knows the exact time and the right moment, okay? And this is just a reminder to you to have a little bit more patience, and you're going to see that God's plans and solutions are going to come through. Okay, so we can't force anything to happen. So just please, Little Fairy, trust in God's timing. And that's what I have for Little Fairy, Barbara.
Okay, wonderful. And Little Fairy is typing, so now I have to wait for her to finish so we can find out what she wants to say.
Okay.
Oh, and while we're waiting, I wanted to tell you, DC, that the other night I had a dream, And in this dream, I was singing with Michael Jackson and Prince. And when this happened, I knew that this was connected with you.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful. In fact, you know what? I've been mentioning him quite a bit lately. So that is really funny that you would, in fact, have a dream. Like I said, I have been mentioning him quite a bit.
Well, good.
That's
okay,
awesome. And what, in fact,
says,
you dream, Barbara?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What, in fact, did you do? You were dancing, you were saying?
I was singing with him.
Very cool. Well, you do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I never thought I'd be singing with Michael Jackson and Prince, but it
you should put that in bio. Put that in your bio, Ginger's saying. You've done it and claim it, she's saying.
Oh,
Barbara,
my
she wants
goodness.
You to. Oh.
Okay, Little Fairy says, thanks, CC. I have not noticed any signs, but will pay attention to them. I am praying for a job very soon. I am tired of being unemployed.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, Little Fairy, though, you realize, right, Barbara? Like, this is time for you to just think about things. You know, take advantage. The timing that, you know, that you're waiting and stuff, it's there for a reason. So take advantage of this timing, okay? And I'm getting, you know, I'm getting really strongly, you have to keep saying every day, I believe in divine timing, Little Fairy. I believe in divine timing, okay? And just keep your thoughts positive is what I'm getting. And I am getting, Ginger's showing me, Barbara, she is going up an escalator. So that means that, you know, like there's going to be more finances and it's going to be secure. And Ginger wants to ask Little Fairy, has she ever considered a home-based business?
And I think she
And she's
has.
Telling her something unexpected might, you know, show up for her as well. But I do feel like even if it's part-time to start, like a home-based business may be, you know, helpful as well. And you've got to be open-minded to all these business opportunities that are coming your way. I'm getting something expected is going to come your way. You are going to have material prosperity. So please stay positive.
Yes, definitely. And don't use things like the phrase, like, I am tired of being unemployed.
Yes.
That's calling that energy to you.
It is.
Start
the universe,
expressing
what
you actually want.
The universe is saying, Little Fairy wants this, so we're going to give it to her because the universe is trying to give you what you want. So words are very important, and staying positive is really important.
So think about that home business. Think about what it is that you enjoy doing, what it is that really makes your heart sing, and allow yourself
Barbara,
to create that.
I'm hearing job fairs. I don't know. Are there any job fairs that she's seeing, like, around her? Because job fairs can, you know, they can be really helpful. There's so many different businesses in one little area. And you could pick up, like, an application right then and there, and some of them will even interview you there right on the spot.
Okay, Little Fairy, so check out the job fair opportunities in your area. And she is saying, I believe in divine timing. So she is taking the information and making the changes.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
That's very, very beautiful. And just stay confident in your abilities, Little Fairy. Okay?
Definitely.
And Barbara, I'm getting when she emotionally detaches from the outcome, because people, you know, they're so attached to work and money and everything that they've got to, you know, they've got to detach from the outcome and just, you know, let the divine come in. And it's really helpful.
Yes,
but I'm getting, you know, that there's going to be a really good opportunity coming. She's just got to, you know, she's just got to stay confident.
Okay. So she's typing one more thing. So we'll read that, and then we'll go to our next caller.
Okay. And Ginger's saying, maybe a job that you really love, Little Fairy. Live with passion and a positive attitude.
Yes, it's so much better when you're doing what you love.
Isn't it?
Okay.
It's, you know, you're getting paid to do something that you love. I mean, it's just so amazing.
I know. Okay, she says, I will stay
positive.
You know
what, Barbara, I have to say, you know what, like when we're, like you and I are doing something our that we're loving, and we're getting paid because the people just love us for what we're doing. So they're, you know, so money is another word for love, and it's just an exchange of energy. So interact the two words, money and love. They're the same thing. People are, you know, paying us because we're doing something we love, but they love us while we're doing it, you know? So it's just,
yeah.
It's really bizarre, and it's wonderful.
That's true. Okay, and she says thanks. So, all right, we will move to our caller from area code 718. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Keisha.
How are you, girlfriend? That call was wonderful.
I'm doing really, really, really good.
I'm really, 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 really good.
Yeah. You know what? Just this morning, I just was like just clearing out energy and choosing what I want to feel and just, you know, doing what you guys kind of do. I kind of was doing that for myself this morning, and I feel really, really great.
Wonderful.
It's so beautiful. And, Keisha, I'm getting that, you know, like Ginger is saying that you're going to have some kind of wishes granted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've been fab. And just try to find, like, blessings wherever you're looking. They're all over, you know? Sometimes you've got to dig a little bit deeper, but they're there. And your attitude is amazing. My goodness.
Thank you. Well, I'm calling because I'll tell you guys later, like, I guess the real reason, I mean, one of the reasons, but I'm interested in starting a serious relationship, right? And I want to know if I'm open. I think consciously I'm open to meeting emotionally available man, right? But recently I met a guy, and I was attracted to him, but I found out he's not available.
Okay.
I seen a picture of him with a ring on his finger.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, well, why did I attract him? You know what I mean? Like, does that mean I'm emotionally unavailable? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out, why didn't I meet a guy that I actually could be with?
Okay, I'm getting, like, when you were talking, there's something about, like, when you say relationships, meeting someone, I'm feeling like there's some kind of fear there, okay?
Okay.
And why is it that maybe like that when you're in, like, that kind of setting, like in a relationship per se, that you feel that you're powerless? I feel like, you know, like you give away your power, Keisha.
Yes, 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 yes. When I was in, like, a long-term relationship, I was miserable, right? And the reason I was miserable, I thought I was sacrificing my happiness, like giving the other person what they want, but they wasn't giving me what I want. So I think that maybe because I went through that experience, I kind of felt like I didn't want to be in a relationship after that.
Right. And you know what? Since you've had these relationships, Barbara's going to have to help you, because what I see is you have this encasement around your heart, and you're protecting yourself. You're saying, you know what, I do want love to come in, but I'm afraid of being hurt, okay?
Right, right, right. Okay, yeah, that makes
you have
sense.
You have this, like, I see this glass encasement around your heart, and it's saying, you know what, I'm not going to get hurt again. But you may not get hurt again, but you're not going to be able to have that love that when it truly comes in, it's not going to be able to come in either, because that's a big barrier, okay?
Right, 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 right. Yeah, because I kept saying, why did I meet him? Like, you know, I'm going to meet somebody I like. I want him to be available.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's going to have to happen, like I said, you have that beautiful encasement around your heart, and it's preventing you from having love come your way. And I'm getting what you're wanting is going to come soon, Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just keep laughing and, you know, going out with others. And then I'm getting that, you know, then this is, you're going to find what you truly desire, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to have a balance between the, you know, the spiritual Keisha and the physical Keisha, okay?
Uh-huh.
just love who you are, you know, and
yeah.
know that you are loved by all. Like, every, you know, everyone that knows you loves you, honey, okay, and just feel that love. I'm getting, you know, after Barbara does, you know, she's going to do her little thing there that she does, Ginger says, you know,
uh-huh.
with her beautiful healing, affinity healings. And I'm seeing an outgoing person. He's really energetic. He's going to be loyal. And what you've got to do in the meantime is you've got to visualize the happiness that you are looking for. You've got to visualize that perfect person. Okay, and then you're going to see, I can be happy and I can have that relationship I'm wanting, okay?
Yeah.
So just be grateful and create a positive vibration right now. Okay, say thank you to the universe for bringing this beautiful person forward. And know that you truly do deserve to be happy in that respect, okay?
Yeah.
You deserve it, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You need a little bit of an infinity healing, and she's got her hammer ready. She's going to hit that glass encased around that heart. She's going to smash it open. You're going to hear, shh. All right?
Yes, thank you so much, DC. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Keisha. Okay,
love you,
Barbara,
too.
You
thank
have that
you.
Mallet ready, Ginger Singh. Where's that big mallet? Not the little one, the big one. Barbara, did
okay.
we lose you?
Nope. I'm here.
Have your mallet
you
in hand?
Now.
Yes. And you have your mallet in hand. That's a big, she said that's a big encasement around Keisha's heart. You know, you've got to use a big mallet.
Okay. Well, let, you have to work on that then, because you definitely
okay.
deserve to have a wonderful relationship, and it has to start with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the whole idea that relationships are not safe, that it is not safe for you to love. It is not safe for you to believe that someone will actually love you, because there have been so many times when you were putting your heart out there and what you got back was a bunch of pieces because the other person was not ready for love, and they took that out on you, and you, there was a part of you that believed that you deserved to be treated like that, even though you didn't. So this divine infinity healing is going through you and finding all of your old beliefs about love, about relationships, about what it actually means to be in a relationship, and how you interact with other people, and about any beliefs that you have that when you are in a relationship, you stop being you. And that's a big thing that's there for you. There's a part of you that really believes that you have to stop being you in order to be in a relationship. And so that is being released, dissolved, made a billion times bigger than the universe. Oh, boy. Because you don't need that. That's not true. That's not the way your life is meant to be. You have come to a point in your life where you are ready to accept and love yourself and to allow someone else to accept and love you as you are. You do not have to change you in order to be loved. So I can see that that glass wall around your heart is being broken up into little pieces, and the pieces are being taken away. And that love that is within you is pouring forth, pouring out into the world. Finding that love that is there for you. And if you are ready to accept this change in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. Ooh, how does that feel?
Feels good. I really felt something coming up in my throat. It felt really good.
And did it go all the way through when it came up through your throat, or is it still there?
I feel like something is in my throat for some reason all of a sudden. But I did feel, you know, something with my solar plexus when I was doing the deep breaths and stuff like that. So I think maybe it cleared out of there, but it seemed like something is in my throat now.
Okay. It feels like it's part of your fear of being yourself. So let's see if we can get that out of there. So would you like a Divine Infinity healing for letting go of the fear that it is not safe for you to be you, for you to truly be you, for you to be seen as you? All of those little beliefs that say that you're not good enough, if they really saw the truth of who you are, they wouldn't want you. Oh, that's a big thing. And any other beliefs that diminish you or have you wanting to hide yourself, hiding the truth of who you are, hiding that beauty that is within you. Oh, boy, there's a bunch of stuff there. So this Divine Infinity Healing is releasing all of that, clearing all of that, misting those curtains and whatever that is that they're showing you that's there around your beliefs about you, opening you up to being you, to allowing yourself to be seen, to allowing yourself to be seen in personal relationships, in intimate relationships, in those moments when there is nothing else but you and the person you are with, and they are looking into your eyes, and they are seeing you. This is removing any need that you have to hide in those moments, any need you have to deflect their attention to something or someone else, any fears that you have about actually being vulnerable, to having someone know you. And so all of that is being cleared out, and all of that energy in your throat that's about hiding you, about not talking about you, about not being you. All of that is also being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe. And you are being filled with the love of you. And if you're ready to accept this change, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, okay. How does that feel?
That feels much better.
Okay, is your throat clear?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I heard yes when I asked you, so.
Yeah, but this all makes sense because I think with the mother I had and some relatives, I felt that I had to, you know, they wouldn't, they didn't like me as I was, and I had to kind of like people please to be loved or accepted, kind of like I had to dim my light for them to feel good about themselves, you know, and if I was my real self and you know, being doing all the things I really like to do, like they would be jealous or they would be mad, so I did feel like I have dimmed my light. To get their love. So this all makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you feel much clearer now.
Yes. I think I am. I think I didn't think about, you know, what you guys said, like if I have a block, you know, to have being in a relationship and then all about being myself, that kind of makes a lot of sense. So I can look at everything from a different perspective now.
Right. So just step out there, even if you're afraid, step out there anyway, and just have the courage to be seen for who you are.
I will. I'm just because I met like two guys. One I kind. I'm just, you know, like practicing flirting. You know, and just saying hi and being friendly and stuff like that. Well, one of them I did like one. I mean, they were okay, but one of them I really was attracted to. But I happened to see that he had a ring on his finger one day, and so I'm just like, you know what? Okay, fine, next. You know, but I definitely want to meet available men who I'm attracted to and who's attracted to me, so we could really date.
So you have a clear intention of what it is you want. And
yes.
Let me check in and see if there's anything else they want to say about that.
Okay.
So sometimes when you're making a change like you're making now, part of that change is you get opportunities to truly let go of the old way of being. And so you find people who do not match your new intention coming into your life so that you can say no and clearly let yourself know that you have changed what you intend. So you may find that happening. So if you find, you know, men who are not available still coming at you, continue to say no and tell your team, no, I don't need this. I know what I want. And that gives them permission to move forward with you. It's all part of your moving forward anyway. It's not like they're, you know, teasing you or toying with you. They're just giving you the chance to fully accept what you have decided.
You know what I realized, too? I think when I just happened to see something. I wasn't on his page or anything. I was on somebody else's page, and then it's an old page, and I seen he had a ring on his finger. I think I think the universe wanted me to know that, and I think the universe also wanted me to know that it's not my fault that if he's not calling or whatever, it's not because of me, it's because he's unavailable. Like, don't take it personally.
Right.
That's kind of how I.
And not taking it personally is an important part of what we're learning, so.
Yeah, it's a huge part.
Yes, it is.
So that's kind of what I was getting from it as well. But, yes, I also was like, well, why did I even meet this person? Like, I don't have time for this. This is not it's not what I want. But, yes, but I will definitely, you know, keep working with my team and, you know, really set my intentions and visualize what I do want. And I would definitely let you girls know how it goes. Maybe, you know, who knows, maybe in a month or so, you know, things would be very different.
You never know. Okay. Well,
and tell the universe
when
that happens.
Uh-huh.
Yes, tell the universe, this is not what I ordered. You know, you didn't put in that kind of order. Take it back. You want the right thing, you know?
Exactly.
Tell the universe, this is what I ordered.
Exactly. That's what I will do. Well, I will let you girls know. Thank you both for everything. Thank you so much.
Calling in. God bless.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Casey. Okay. Now we are going to the callers from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Yay, it's Jessica. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm okay. I needed that call, the healing that you just did there, too, so I was listening intently.
Well, good.
Yeah, and appreciating the healing, so thank you. On that note of relationships, a man has came into my life. It was actually the guy that I was working with you guys a lot about in, I think it was March, doing a lot of clearings about like letting go and a lot of like labels and assumptions. And so he came back we bumped into each other again and we started hanging out, and things were really exciting, like intense, but exciting, because things kept on developing. Like every time we would hang out, we didn't hang out that much, but every time we hung out, like something would shift between us. And I was sort of seeing how I was like actively creating this relationship. Like if I expressed I wanted something to happen, then it like would happen, or I would set my mind to it and then it would happen. So now he's sort of like taken a step back because he's kind of going through like living situation, things that I went through a year ago, you know, about like where is he going to live, and he might be moving out of state and he doesn't know what's going on. And he basically like texted me that he wasn't super available, which I was kept on, like I've been looking at like how am I not available, that whole thing that you were just talking about. And what I'm calling about today is that, because he was saying like don't take it personal, but I realized like I'm moving, I have to be out of the house that I'm living with, living in, and you know, he's living with his family, his parents, so he has to get out of that like toxic situation. And he's like, don't take it personal, but, you know, I just need to focus on that. And it's, he just kind of went cold, you know? I was like, you don't want to talk to me during your transition? Like, it's just, like, weird stuff again. So I've been letting go again and, like, working on not taking it personal. But the stuff that's coming up for me as far as, I notice I have this pattern of when I'm in a relationship with someone or when it's developing, I think I notice things that I don't like or I feel uncomfortable, and then I'll, like, sort of push the guy away. And then once I do that, I, like, regret it and I miss him, and then all of a sudden I'm able to think of all the good things. Are you able to hear me? It's, like, super staticky on one of your lines.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. I think it's actually your line. Oh, that's much better. So, so then I'll, like, he'll sort of be pushed away, let's say, and then I think of like, oh, well, this is actually good and this is actually good, and like the relationship's just developing and give it a chance, and I like sort of miss him or miss the idea of being in a relationship, and then I want to go pull him back. And it's sort of, it's a terrible cycle. I had it with my ex. It creates a lot of drama and instability in a relationship, and I want to stop doing that, but I don't, I feel a lot of confusion because I don't know if it's like my intuition just saying like, hey, this guy is not right for you. Cause he mirrors a lot of things that I had with my ex that I didn't like, but it doesn't trigger me as like it used to trigger me with my ex. He's almost like a carbon copy. Well, not exactly, but a lot of things, it's just really weird. So any healing that you guys can share around that push pull, I really want to stop that. It's not healthy. And also, like, that kind of makes me grateful that this time that we're apart, because then I can just sort of sort out my energy, and then he'll naturally sort out his energy, too, if we end up connecting, which, you know, that's sort of a debate whether I want to accept him back or not. So, all right, your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, Jessica, I want to ask you, because I was getting, as you were talking, that you've been hurt in the past, and you find it, like, difficult to really trust.
Yes, I've talked about that with him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting, you know, with the trust thing. Okay. And you were saying that, like, he mirrors, you know, like, the other one that you were with and everything. And when you were saying that, I was getting, like, someone that's really, like, charming and everything, sort of dynamic, but sort of in another way, like, there's a part of him that's sort of, like, gives me, like, you know, like a sign to, like, watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's
so
what the
I don't
whole
know if this
thing
person,
was about.
You know, like I just feel like there's something about him. He's magnetic and everything, but there's just something about him that, like, I don't know, that I just doesn't, like, sit well. You know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly how I felt, and that's why, that was the same thing with my ex, too. Like, some things didn't sit well, so So I don't know if this is like another classic case of me not listening to my intuition, because that's the whole thing. Like, the intuition pops up. It says, okay, this is not really right. And but then my heart calls so strongly to that person for
As you're saying that, I'm getting that it was just like sort of like telling you like what you had in the past. Same thing again. And it's sort of like saying, hey, you know what, aren't you ready for something new to come along? Something better is going to come along. Okay? So,
well,
I get what
you're
like. You don't like anything that happens all of a sudden. You don't like anything that's unexpected. It sort of throws you right, like, off the chair there almost.
Yeah.
You know? So, like you have one foot on the ground, one foot. You sort of got to get your 2 feet back on the ground, Jessica. Okay.
Well, that, you know,
and I'm getting, you know, like this triggering something, though. I really feel something better is coming for you. Okay.
Well, that's what I was thinking about, too. I said, what is the belief in me that, like, you know, because I'm always looking at him and being like, oh, he has low self-esteem. And I'm like, well, what's my low self-esteem? And I was like, I keep saying I want something better, and I feel like I'm settling for scraps. But I have never met anyone better. Like, no one has ever felt 100% good to me. And it makes me sad that I feel, like, so, so not worthy or something. I was like, I see all these girls with...
You are worthy. You've got to know that you are worthy of what you're desiring. And you can and you will have that. Okay? And just as we told one of the previous callers, whatever you're thinking, you're attracting, okay? So make sure that you choose to think of the thoughts that are really going to count, that are going to bring that beautiful relationship forward, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just sort of getting like it's hard, I don't know, like the connection, like a mental connection between you and like this gentleman and the previous one, it just, I don't know, like they have good times and everything, but you wasn't all together there. You know, you didn't have that good connection. There was something wrong with the connection.
Yeah.
And do you feel at times like that you know, like you sort of can't trust them? Because I'm getting like I said, you can't trust them. You're afraid of getting close. There's a trust issue that I'm getting.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so you've got to be able to trust, you know? But you can't fall for someone, you know, you know, like head over heels. I mean, you've got to really, you know, take slow, and you've got to take time to nurture a relationship to really be happy, to really get to know them. And Jessica, I see in your future that, you know, if you really, you know, open your heart and you open your the marriage or a commitment, okay? And you're going to have that emotional security that you're longing for. You long for loyalty and trust, okay? And you will have that in the relationship that is coming. It's going to be a beautiful, stable relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want that.
You can have all of it,
but yet I still fall for
You can have all of it. And it will be yours, but you've got to believe that. And start loving yourself first. Just do what makes you happy. Love yourself and connect with your joy, and then when you least expect it, it's going to happen. You're feeling unfulfilled right now. You understand that. You're worrying about the future. There's loneliness there. There's fear. You have a fear, like really a big fear of not finding that person. That's what the angels are showing me. Yeah, but you don't have to have that fear because you're going to find that person. But that person's going to find you, and you don't have to work so hard at it. I've been, like, sitting here, and there's, like, a lady in spirit that has been coming in. And then I saw, like a grandfather figure. And I'm getting, you know, just know for now that you are safe, okay? Because you feel like, you know, it's just you against the world almost. You are safe, that this gentleman is saying to you, okay? And he's asking that you don't buy into that illusion of fear, you know. And this woman that's coming forward, she's saying that, you know, if you have no one to talk to, I'm here and I'm always listening. And she's giving you a hug and she's handing you this beautiful red heart. And she's saying, Jessica, open your heart, you know, and let the love in, you know, and your loved ones are there and they want to help you from the other side, hon. I'm seeing, like I said, that you sometimes you smell like things when you, like, I see, like, your loved ones are there with you. You sort of smell different things and wonder, what, like, where's that coming from? Because I'm getting, like, they're showing
yeah,
me, like,
I know
you're smelling.
Yeah, spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm getting. With the woman and stuff, I sort of feel like she passed a little bit earlier than she should have, that she did something on her own. Maybe she didn't take care of herself or something happened, but I feel like she was sort of, like, responsible for her passing, like, too early. But I'm being shown, like, butterflies are around you. Okay, and she's saying to you, Jessica, don't worry, just be happy. You know, get rid of all those, you know, worries that you're holding on to. All is well. Everything right now is the way that it should be. Okay? You're going to have everything you desire, honey. That's what I'm getting. You are going to have it, but start loving you first. And make sure you keep loving you first, okay?
Right.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
It's coming. It's beautiful. So I'm seeing, like, beautiful new beginnings, but you've got to love yourself first. And you may need an infinity healing to help you do that. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay. Thanks, DC.
God bless.
Okay. What I keep hearing over and over and over again is one word, and that word is perfection. You are looking for perfection. You are wanting to be perfect. You know that you're not perfect. Therefore, you cannot have someone come into your life who is perfect, because if they are perfect, then they are not perfect for you. And so you keep looking to see what is wrong with them, because you know they can't be perfect. And it's just you've set up this situation where you can't win, because you can't be perfect, they can't be perfect. So if anybody's imperfect, that means that they have to have issues, and you have to have issues, and it can't work because you guys are not perfect together. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that's deep. I'm going to have to think about that for a little bit, but yeah.
All right,
so what I mean,
so
I'm supposed to look at that I am perfect? I don't understand, because this is where the confusion goes and I go in a loop.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back to that middle ground where you're not perfect and you're not imperfect. You don't have to be either one. You don't have to see yourself in either way. You don't have to see the person that you're in a relationship in either way. You can just accept who you are and accept who they are and accept that they will accept you. Okay. So we're going to do some clearing around all of that. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the need to be perfect, releasing the belief that you're supposed to be perfect, that your life is supposed to be perfect, that the people who come into your life is supposed to be perfect, that everyone is supposed to be judged against this image of perfection, and that no one is actually going to meet that image of perfection. Therefore, no one is ever actually going to be good enough, but that's okay because you're not good enough either, which means that you don't actually allow yourself to have a wonderful relationship because you don't believe that you deserve it because you're not perfect and therefore you're not good enough. So this is all tied up together in this huge knot that keeps you from moving forward in your life. So this divine infinity healing energy is now going to bring you into balance. It's going to merge the perfection and the imperfection so that you come together in the middle and you let go of the whole need for perfection. This does not mean that you will not continue to improve your life, because you always will, but it will not be with the goal of perfection. It will simply be that this is what I am choosing in the moment. This is to take all of the stress of perfection and imperfection out of your life, out of your subconscious mind, out of everywhere it's been stored. This divine infinity healing energy is now going throughout you and finding all of this perfection, this imperfection, this judgment. And it's making it a trillion times bigger than the universe. So it's no longer stored in you. And this is opening your heart so you can experience life. You can experience in the moment exactly as it is without any need to judge, so that you can just be. And if you are willing to accept this change, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
It just feels like you're so good, because that's exactly what it is. Like, we would be sitting outside, which is what I do all the time. I like doing that. I've been dreaming about doing that with a partner, and he's talking about something on how the natives used to watch the sun go down rather than watching TV. And I'm thinking, instead of just being in the moment, I'm thinking, maybe I'm bored, I don't know, is this right? Is there so many, just be, you know, just hang out. So, you got it. You're right on it. And I'm so ready to release that. I'm happy to release that stuff. Because it makes me miserable.
It also makes it impossible for you to find the right person, because you're never going to find someone who's perfect. And you're never going to see yourself as perfect, which means you're never going to let yourself have an amazing relationship.
Well, the other loop that I go through, and you're aware of this one, is that, you know, this guy has taught me so much, and every time we hang out, we learn so much. That's how it is different than my past relationships. We're constantly learning from each other and constantly growing. Like, every time we're together, it's different. Even now, again, this time apart, I'm still learning. So I go through this loop, and again, it's like that whole future thing, which I know we're not supposed to be doing, but then I kind of go into this thing of like, oh, I wonder if this can actually work out with this guy. Like, I you know, it's like that whole, you know, it's that letting go lesson again, which I think I'm much better than I was before, but then I go, so then I go into this other loop again that I get angry that, like, he just sort of left when he told me that he's not going to. That, and even Spirit said, he's never going to leave you. So it's like you're taking this personal. He's just taking some time to himself. Maybe you don't like how he did it, but he's just taking time to himself so he can focus on the movie. He's been really stressed out. He doesn't know where he's going to live in 2 weeks. So it's that constant, like, I don't know. Like, it's one, oh, a relationship shouldn't be unstable like this. You shouldn't feel insecure. The other part is like, well, this is perfect, and look what you're learning. Look how he came back, and it was much better. He knows what my intentions are. You know, if I like, it's like all of this again.
Okay. So, what I'm hearing from your guidance while you're saying all of this is that this person comes into your life so that you can learn these lessons. You guys are teaching each other. And that's an important part of who you are and who you are becoming. But you have these beliefs that you created that says, okay, this is all going to work out wonderfully one day. We're going to live happily ever after, you know. that whole fairy tale kind of energy. You've attached to this relationship with this person. You need to let that energy go. Because just because they are teaching you something, just because when you are interacting with them it feels good, it doesn't mean that that's the person you're supposed to end up with. I'm not saying that he is the one that you're supposed to end up with, because there is no one that you're actually supposed to end up with. You always have choices. There's a part of you that wants things done the way you want them done. You want your relationship to turn out to be this wonderful little fairy tale, and you are so angry when it doesn't happen. You feel like you've been let down, like your guidance hasn't really been there for you. They know what you want, and yet they're not giving it to you. And that's that little girl within you that gets angry because life is not the way it's supposed to be. So you really need to let go of the whole idea that life is supposed to be anyway, in particular. Because you're not supposed to have it all turn out like some fairy tale. You're not supposed to know what's going to happen next. You're not supposed to see the ending while you're in the middle. You're supposed to live in the moment. And a part of you doesn't want to live in the moment. It wants the assurance that all of this is going to work out and it's going to be perfect and he's going to look like this and you're going to look like this and your children are going to look like this. And if you have any pets, this is what you're going to have. And everything is going to be wonderful. And that is just not the way life works. And if it did work that way, you would be so incredibly bored that you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. So, would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the need to have it be perfect, to have everything turn out the way you suppose that it's supposed to turn out, to have this need to create this fairy tale ending for your own life, and instead to just live in the moment, to accept in the moment, to be in the moment and be okay with it, no matter what the moment happens to be? This is about letting go of all of that garbage that you were taught about what's supposed to happen, all of those stories that you were read as a child, that everything turned out and they lived happily ever after. You can live happily ever after because happiness is a choice. It is not because every situation is perfect. So this is part of that whole perfection thing and the judging of you and your life and everything in it, looking for that perfection. This is letting go of that, letting go of it even more than you've already let go of it, completely and totally letting go of the need to judge for perfection, the need to expect perfection, the need to suppose that things are going to be perfect. All of that perfection garbage is not true. And it just clutters up your life and makes it miserable. And if you are ready to just let that go, to completely and totally let it go, even though you don't know what's going to happen, to just accept that you don't know. You don't know, and it's okay not to know. You don't know, but you still have choices and you still get to create. You don't know, but you don't have to know. Because you know that everything will happen for your highest good. And if you are ready for this change in who you are and who you've been and who you are creating yourself to be, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. You don't have to know the answers. It's okay not to know.
It's
challenges like everything that is the core of me. It's like everything of who I am.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Oh, then he must be the one.
He's the one that challenges you. That doesn't mean he's the one you're going to end up with.
Oh, God, I hate the not knowing. I hate it.
And Jessica, you're so beautiful. Realize beauty is the beauty within yourself. When you look in the mirror every morning and see that beautiful, it's right back at you. Okay?
Yeah.
And just know that you are enough. Okay?
Yeah.
Just a beautiful thing, you know. And when you look in that mirror, see yourself through God's eyes. And then I think when you Jessica and that beautiful is going to be able to let go of things well and help you to find, you know, that'll love you the way you see yourself. Beautiful. You have to see the beautiful being that you are. I've made
okay,
you know,
how does all this feel?
But you are then.
Yeah, it feels like what I needed. Yeah, thank you. Let's carry on.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you guys, too.
And remember, you are making progress.
Yes.
I know I'm making progress. I'd like to see some dynamic things happen in my life. So, as in the happily ever after.
Let that go.
Yeah. Yes, I'm doing that. Yeah, doing that, although I don't want to do it. So I'll let it flow.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I needed it.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Waiting for my computer to do what I told it to do. Okay, computer. Okay, there we go. All right, so we don't have any more callers with their hands up. So if any of the remaining callers in the queue have a question, don't forget to press 1 to put that little symbol on my studio board so we can know to call on you. So while we're waiting,
Allie has her hand up. Barbara. She said, I have my hand up, Barbara. I have to sit. Okay. She has a message. Sit down. Sit down.
The message is to sit down?
Well, that's the message from me.
Oh.
She said, you have a message, Barbara?
Oh, my message. You know, I'm going through this time in my life that's all about accepting my own power. And
yes.
I can see that, you know, So many people have a difficulty with that. And I'm one of those so many people, and I accept that.
Goodness.
And sometimes it's just a matter of us accepting that we have power.
Yes, for sure.
Which creates some interesting situations and understandings for us.
And Barbara, you're such a beautiful beacon of light for everyone. You know, you shine so brightly.
Thank you.
And Jeff, and he said, yeah. He agrees.
Well, I want you to tell everyone about the eye readings that you do, because the one you did for me was amazing.
Well, yours is,
and I've done
so, Barbara,
so
yours
much
isn't
clearing
yours,
work from that. I know.
Yours is a work in progress because you've got a party in those eyes. Yeah, Jefferson, yeah. He saw your picture. But I mean, that's like you sent me those eyes, and it's like I have to give 10 people a reading. I was like, oh, my goodness, so much. But in 2008, I connected with Mother Mary, and at that time, she looked into my eyes, and she was looking beyond my eyes. She was looking into my soul. We stood inches apart, and the whole experience probably lasted, I would say, like around, you know, 2 earthly minutes, but it felt like an eternity. And it was just so beautiful and peaceful, and it was amazing. And now, just recently, I was told now, like, you know, it is time to do these eye readings for everyone else. And I've had experiences where multiple people come up to me and, you know, it could be in person, it could be on the computer. I mean, it's all over the place, you know, telling me, you have my mother's eyes. And I began to question that. And I'm saying, this is kind of crazy because all these people have a different ethnic background. They have different color eyes. So how, in fact, could I have, you know, everyone's mother's eyes? And then it finally struck me, they see Mother Mary through my eyes. And now with Mother Mary, you know, she helps me and we do these readings where you send me your eyes, just, you know, the eyes, and I don't need the whole face. And it's been resonating with everyone that I've done it for so far, Barbara. I think maybe like 15, 20 people, and everyone said, oh, my gosh, that was so amazing. So that's my eye readings.
Well, I think it is amazing, too, and the reading that you did for me, you know, I've read it over several times, and I know it's not the complete reading. There's more to come. But it's like, okay, I need to deal with whatever's coming up from this reading so that when I get to that one, I'm ready to deal with that. But
well, there'll be more. So.
Amazing.
And, you know, not all of it's not going to be work. Of course, there's going to be some beautiful, you know, validations and everything, because you truly deserve them. So I've got to hopefully over the weekend find some time, and I would love to send you more. Like I said, I have to just keep going over your eyes, Barbara. They're totally amazing.
Well, I want to let everyone know it's not like DC is pointing out what's wrong in my life. She's actually telling me about things that have happened in my life, different lifetimes, different aspects of me, to make me more aware of who I truly am. So it's like opening me up to me, and it's been absolutely wonderful.
It has, and that's what everyone say, Barbara, you know, because if we're holding on to things, you know, through multiple lifetimes, and, you know, it's brought to our attention, we could immediately get rid of it, you know. It's just brought to surface, and it's released. It's sort of like an infinity healing with eyes. It's kind of crazy.
I can understand that.
I tell everybody, you're going to get a little bit of eyesight. It's not going to be insight. It's going to be eyesight.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Yes. And if they, you know, if the people listening, if they'd want to donate a little bit of money to Barbara, to the show, to keep it running and everything, you know, we'd be glad to, you know, give you a little bit of eyesight. I think it's a nice little exchange.
Yes, it is. Everything's about exchanging the love.
It is. Yep, definitely. And we love this, you know, we love this show and everything. I just want to make sure it just keeps that and, you know, being there when people have, you know, problems and things. So we're glad to, you know, help others and stuff. And I just want to do my part to help you to keep your show running.
Well, thank you. You are so sweet.
Thank you. I have... Jackson has his cartoons running in the background. He's watching Super Wings, so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Well, you know, it was divine timing. He took a nap just long enough, I guess.
I guess he did.
Yes.
So,
hey to Barbara. You going to say hi, Barbara? Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Jackson.
Can you tell her? Say hi, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Yes.
Right?
You going to run? You want to play? Oh, goodness. What a beautiful afternoon. This made my weekend, Barbara. Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for coming on the show. Of course, this time I didn't put your name in the information, so people.
Oh, that's all right. You know, because it's crazy. I'm gonna call in whenever I can. I love being together and connecting and helping others. My goodness.
And
Callie loves your energy.
Sitting
on me as I was sitting next to my computer, she was jumping all over me. And she started when she heard your voice. You're a troublemaker, Barbara. And Ginger's agreeing. She said, yep. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, it looks like we are pretty much done. Oh, we do have a caller in the queue. Caller who's in the queue, if you have a question, press the number 1. To put that symbol on my studio board, and we will answer your question. Otherwise, the show is going to end. So if there's something that you wanted to ask, go ahead and ask it, because this is your turn. This is your opportunity, and we are here for you. So you only have a few moments to do this. And DC, I'm actually getting a message for you, and this message is from Mother Mary. So here is what Mother Mary wants to say to you right now. My beloved one, you are one with my heart, and you know that. We work together, and we work together beautifully, because you are open to hearing what I have to say, and to sharing my messages with others. You are a blessing to me, and I don't want you to forget that, because you often think about how everyone else is blessing your life. And we all want you to remember how you bless our lives. Even those of us who are not in the physical, you are still a blessing to us. Don't ever question whether or not you have value, because you do. You are more valuable than you will ever know. And you are more loved than I can ever express. So thank you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for sharing your love. Thank you for standing up and saying what needs to be said. You are loved. You are always loved. And we are grateful for your existence. Wow,
that's
what she wanted to tell
you. Oh, that was powerful. Thank you. That was amazing.
Okay, that seems like a good point for ending the show.
Yeah, that was amazing. My goodness, I can't thank you enough.
All right, everyone, we will be back on Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus, and we hope that you will join us then for the conscious channeling of messages from Jesus and other divine beings. We hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and that you spend time loving yourself. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye-bye, you, everyone.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Jackson's waving bye-bye. Say bye.
Bye-bye, Jackson.
Take care. God bless.